Most elementary students use textbooks to learn history, but New York City is training its teachers to make history more accessible. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports on an elementary school in Brooklyn that's already gotten a jump start.
Hello, everyone. So nice to be here.
For a group of students at PS 145 in Bushwick, 88-year-old Anne Rice Vuto is a piece of living history. Rice Vuto graduated from the school in 1930, when the Brooklyn neighborhood was filled with Italian immigrants.
You really look good. You got some jewelry on?
No, not a lot. I don't wear a lot of jewelry.
She's returned to help today's mostly Latino students celebrate the 100th anniversary of their school by learning what it was like when she was in their seats.
How does it feel being back?
It feels strange. Feels great. I look around. Didn't have these desks.
Working with educators from the Brooklyn Historical Society, the fourth graders in this after-school workshop are relying on primary sources, real people and documents. As the students interview Anne Rice Vuto, many of their questions are about what it was like being a kid in the 1920s. Eduardo Zarza wants to know about discipline.
If you got in trouble, if that goes to the record.
The kids have heard how teachers used to hit their students, but Rice Vuto says she never got into that much trouble.
But not too much. But not too much. Just enough to get scolded.
And if I came home with a note from the teacher saying that my father had to come up to school, God pity me. Forget it.
The kids also want to know what the block looked like when the old Rheingold Brewery was across the street, and they want to know what she ate. There wasn't a cafeteria back then. Rice Vuto says most students brought their lunch from home, and she tells them about a strange type of street vendor.
And in the winter, we'd have someone come around, the man that would sell sweet potatoes. It was a tin cart with a fire. Sweet potatoes were in it. And maybe for 3 cents to 5 cents, we used to get a large sweet potato.
I guess sometimes a hot dog or an ice cream. And sometimes in the summer, they have ices.
Has anybody ever bought a sweet potato on the street like Miss Rice Vuto?
No.
The kids are also intrigued when Rice Vuto tells them she had no computers or cell phones. But her reference to a minstrel show by students in blackface goes right over their heads. The school's principal, Rosa Escoto, says her students seem more involved in their work because it's about a familiar subject.
Those primary sources are everyday sources that they live with, so it's very real to them.
Escoto admits it's too soon to tell if this enthusiasm over primary sources is making a dent on student achievement, but New York City is betting it will. The city is using a new $2 million grant for history teaching from the U.S. Department of Education to train its teachers in similar methods. At the end of their interviews, Rice Vuto and the fourth graders at PS 145 compare notes about their apartment buildings.
84. Okay. What are they? Are they six family houses? How are they? I haven't seen the new places. I don't know what they look like.
The students' work will be incorporated in their school's history lessons. Meanwhile, some of the old desks and blueprints they've been using are on exhibit at the Brooklyn Historical Society. For Day to Day, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.